Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us once again on this Thursday. Our program brought to you each and every week here on these airwaves by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Got plenty to catch you up on this week's installment of the show. We're going to call this kind of the catch-up edition because we've got a number of community events going on. We've got a few chamber events coming up that we want to make sure are on your calendar. We have all been so busy this month, it's important to check in every once in a while and make sure that we're not letting some of these community events pass us by. You know, I think as we get ready to close the book on the month of October, once the numbers come out from this month from a tourism impact perspective, from sales tax, all of those economic indicators that we chart, and we're actually going to be putting out that report for the recently completed quarter very soon from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. But all signs pointing toward an economy that's been able to weather this COVID storm pretty well here throughout the fall months. We saw a very busy September, a lot of that buoyed by App State football having a few key games there the month of October. We've seen our Leaf-looking traffic come back to us in a variety of ways. The return of some of the festivals that we missed last year, like Valley Country Fair and the Woolly Worm Festival, Merle Fest being just down the street from us as well. All of those things played into an incredibly active month for us once again throughout September and October. So we'll see what the truth is of those numbers, of some of the reporting of occupancy tax and some of those other figures, and be able to kind of write that final chapter, if you will, of just how this all transpired. But on the surface, it looks very, very positive for businesses here in the area, and certainly those that are tied to the tourism industry. And we're not done yet. We're going to get a little lull here after the month of October, maybe for a week or two before we see this cooler weather lead us into the start of ski season. Many of our local resorts have begun the hiring process now. So if you know somebody, or if you are somebody that is looking for employment during the winter months, look no farther than our ski industry partners and those businesses that are attached to the winter tourism scene up here. All of them beginning to staff up for what will start their season coming up in November. But we also see that in addition to that beginning of winter tourism, remember that also includes the choosing cut industry, and that will get started here as we move into November. So while the leaves may be literally falling off the trees, especially with the weather we're having here, and we'll close out the week with, we do know that the month of November and December will bring a whole new audience to the area, and that is certainly very exciting for a number of folks. So as I mentioned, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and catch you up on some key community events. One thing that we've got coming up in Chamber of Commerce land next week, the latest installment of our State of the Community series. We're going to tell you a little bit about what is in store for that and what our partners at Blue Ridge Energy plan to update us on in terms of some key community infrastructure projects that are right around the horizon. So that information, we'll talk about Watauga Leadership also. We're getting ready to start our Watauga Leadership Institute programming for the year and begin to register folks for Watauga Leadership Challenge and Watauga Leadership Development. Those are always exciting topics and popular ones at that. We've already had the phones ringing and getting people interested in signing up for our leadership programs. So we'll tell you exactly when you can do that, how you can do that when we come back from the break. You are listening to Mind Your Business this morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Again, our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson joining you again today from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We mentioned before the break, time to catch you up on some key community events. You've been busy. We've been busy. We've had our annual meeting not all that long ago. A great last chance golf tournament out at Hound Deers Country Club over this early part of the week. Thanks to Rochel Laney, the Boone Area Sports Commission, and all of the staff who helped organize that event. Our friends at Ross Chrysler Jeep Dodge here in Boone for supplying a great prize that people tried to win on the hole-in-one hole. Maybe a little too much wind on Monday. I'm not sure. But we brought the car back to Mike Hall, so he's safe this year. We'll try it again next time around. Mountain Vista Window Washing, also another great sponsor of the event as well. So thanks to everybody that participated in that on Monday. We've got one big date coming up at the end of this week. Saturday is the final day of early voting in Watauga County. We've talked about this a lot here as we have all of the municipal elections coming up here in Watauga County. So if you live in the county and you are a resident of the town of Boone, Village of Blowing Rock, Seven Devils Beach Mountain, you are eligible to vote and have heard, I'm sure, plenty about the candidates that are running for those individual municipal elections. Again, if you live in the county, nothing to vote for this time. We don't have anything on the ballot. It's all about the people that live inside our local municipalities. So if you do live inside one of those municipalities, take the opportunity to either vote by Saturday or next Tuesday on Election Day. Some very important races. All of these races will impact communities that have quite a bit on their plate. We're going to talk about part of that in a moment when it comes to infrastructure, because that's one common thread around the area. But these upcoming councils and town councils in these municipalities will have some formative projects to put their fingerprints on. So important to find out where the candidates stand on those projects. If you're interested in that information from the town of Boone's perspective, the chamber put out a podcast series called 20 Good Minutes about a month ago or so, where we talked to each of the candidates for town council and the lone mayoral candidate for Boone and asked them a variety of questions. All of them got asked the same questions about their stance on key community issues, and then we follow that up with our annual Meet the Candidates forum. All of those archives are available at boonechamber.com. You can also check out the candidate forum link on our Facebook page, the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, and you can find all of the information from those candidates that you need so you can make a choice based on that information. So again, make sure you research that, make sure you participate in the process, because we do have some important decisions coming up here for our community. And again, as you would imagine, most of the questions that we asked in our conversations had to do with the business community, because that's what the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce does. We do try to represent interests of the business community here, but community development is business development as well. We know we have to have a strong community to thrive here, so we did ask some of those topical questions. I did mention on the program with Bill Fisher Wednesday that there has been a lot of talk lately as it relates to the various housing challenges in our area. No secret that we don't have enough. We don't have enough affordable housing. Some of the housing that we do have is even not up to standard either. So a large community conversation really getting organized around that. There are a number of agencies and different walks of our community that are having these talks, trying to discuss ways that we can increase housing stock, increase affordability within that housing stock. And Kelly Ashcraft has done a great job of bringing all of those conversations under one umbrella. You'll hear more about that work over the course of the next few weeks, and a housing forum that will actually be held in several parts after the first of the year. So keep your ears tuned to that. This is a popular topic of conversation, certainly one that shows up in all of the elections here locally, you know, once again in those municipalities, but something that I think we'll be talking about for many months and years to come. This is not a quick fix issue. We understand that. And I think everybody that is not naive to the challenges ahead in housing understands that as well. But we got to start somewhere, right? And we've got to jumpstart this conversation, because it has fallen on the back burner in our community for far too long. So that'll be one of those things that you hear about at the polls, but you'll hear about a whole lot more coming up here in the next few months. Speaking of important community issues, do want to tune you into our next State of the Community Series event, and that comes up next week, next Wednesday, as a matter of fact, from 1 to 2:30. You'll be able to tune in to Powering a Brighter Future, and this is our latest State of the Community Series event as it relates to community infrastructure. Our partners at Blue Ridge Energy helping us put this one on. This is a virtual event that we are streaming live to the Boone Area Chamber Facebook and YouTube channels. So no cost to attend this virtually. No crazy ways you have to go and get it. Just go to our Facebook page, go to our YouTube channel, and you'll be able to watch this from 1 o'clock to 2:30 on Wednesday. We're pleased to be joined in this forum by Doug Johnson, the CEO of Blue Ridge Energy, no stranger to our area, and a few other staff members, to hear about how Blue Ridge Energy is working to build a brighter future for people, businesses, communities that they serve. That relates a lot to infrastructure and how projects to improve reliability, ongoing community support, the state of the cooperative in general, talking about Blue Ridge specifically. But we can look at this from a grander perspective too, in that infrastructure is not just necessarily about power and broadband. It's about stormwater. It's about the integrity of our water sources here, and a lot of conversation about that here recently as well. So Blue Ridge Energy will help jumpstart this conversation. But remember, that State of the Community series was focused on quarterly check-ins in key areas throughout our community. What we didn't want to see happen during the pandemic is people lose sight of some of those topical conversations because we're either not able to meet, or remember at the beginning of the year, not able to meet as frequently or with as many people. But we can't lose sight of those big picture things. So we appreciate Blue Ridge Energy bringing the infrastructure conversation around. A lot of headlines a few months ago about Blue Ridge and Skyline SkyBest teaming up to help some of the underserved areas of our community access broadband. That's a big state conversation as well, especially as it relates to money coming out of the American Rescue Plan, how that will factor into state budgeting. We are still awaiting a state budget. That has been a familiar refrain for going on 3 years now. So maybe we'll get one of those one of these days. And in that, hopefully, will be some monies for our local municipalities to improve some of the infrastructure issues that not only have maybe been, I don't want to say ignored, but not prioritized maybe as much over the last several years. We see that catching up with us a little bit in the influx of residents to the area. We've seen a large in-migration of folks during COVID, certainly, and that's putting a strain on some of these resources. So got to, again, have the conversations that are important so we can start to move the needle. And we'll do that with the State of the Community series next Wednesday. That is November 3rd, 1 o'clock to 2:30, the time on that. And you can tune in on the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page or YouTube page for that information. And again, special thanks to Blue Ridge Energy for helping make that conversation happen. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about Watauga Leadership Institute. We've got our annual Watauga Leadership Challenge, Watauga Leadership Development getting ready to start, but we've also got an Insight Series event coming up right around the corner that you will not want to miss either. You are tuned in to Mind Your Business here this morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson joining you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Hey, next week on the program, we are pleased to be joined by Jonathan Allen from Allen Wealth Management, our quarterly check-in on all things in the financial sector. So make sure you tune in for that. Also coming up on the program here in the next few weeks, you're going to get a chance to meet a new member of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce staff, that being Patrick Setzer, who has been hired as our new Director of Member Engagement. He will be joining the team effective Monday, so we're awfully excited to have Patrick come. If you're familiar with Appalachian State, you're familiar with Patrick. He was head of the App State Alumni Affairs Division as part of his work on campus, worked at admissions for quite some time, so we're glad that as Patrick has retired from the university, he has carved out time in his budding career now to come and join us at the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. He is going to be in charge of member recruitment, retention, all of our efforts to create positive experiences for members and good conversations. Patrick's going to be heading up that work, so we're excited to have him join the team, and we'll hear from him here in the coming weeks a little bit more in depth on Mind Your Business. All right, so mentioned before the break, it's about Watauga Leadership time once again. Our annual Community Leadership Development Program getting ready to launch for 2022. Hard to say that. Man, where has the time gone? The Watauga Leadership Institute is our umbrella organization that handles all of our community leadership development, and we have a number of different programs that we roll out throughout the year that keep people engaged in this area. So let's first talk about the traditional stuff. Watauga Leadership Challenge, Watauga Leadership Development, those courses will be held in person once again this year with proper safety procedures and precautions, and please understand that if we see another big surge in COVID numbers, we reserve the right to kick those right back online again. We hope hope to avoid that. We feel like we have a pretty good idea here now after 2 years of how to operate these classes safely and responsibly, while also returning to some of the core tenets that Watauga leadership provides. Just because times are different doesn't mean that leaders don't still need to lead. And part of that education, if you will, through these courses is adaptability, figuring out how we need to move forward with the way our community operates, the way we operate our businesses, the way we operate our lives in general, right? So that's going to be a big part of the curriculum this year. We are opening up registration for Watauga Leadership Challenge starting next week. Next Monday, we'll make registration available for our Leadership Development course, Leadership Challenge course. The Leadership Challenge course is meant for folks that are just coming into leadership positions within their companies. Maybe they have been working for a while and have been targeted by management as somebody that could move into a managerial position, or a business owner sees somebody that could move from associate to a store manager, something along those lines. It's also a great program for people that are new to the community, and that fits a lot of folks here in the area here, especially over the last couple of years. We have a community immersion exercise that we add to this class where we do teach some core leadership development principles over the course of the year, and Dr. Jim Street is back as our lead facilitator from Ridgeline Leadership. Again, another person who had a tremendous on-campus experience. Dr. Street will be coordinating all of our efforts in terms of that coursework. But then with the Leadership Challenge class, we actually go into the community and find examples of the things that we talk about on a weekly basis. So we'll travel around, visit some of those must-see places, but also find some of the unique stories about our community. I think that's one of my favorite parts about Watauga Leadership Institute is that we do get to examine the why and how some of the services that we see and feel on a daily basis in our area, how they all come together and get a grander appreciation for the community that is Boone. You know, if you work on campus, you tend to be a little bit more campus insulated. Same thing if you work at the hospital, let's say, or for Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, you can tend to move in those same bubbles. That's very common. We tend to associate with some of the people that we work with. When you take a step back and look outside the lens of exactly where you are, you find out that the community is much more robust and much more lively and has a lot more going on than maybe you thought. That's one of the great things about Watauga Leadership Challenge. We examine some of those things. So that's our Leadership Challenge class. We'll be limiting that to 20 participants this year. And again, registration for that opens on Monday. Now, Watauga Leadership Development is a course that we added a few years back as a second level leadership development course. This is definitely meant for people that are business owners, aspire to be the top of the chain one day, maybe a CEO, CFO, something along those lines. And they want to get more leadership training and coaching in how to handle things from the top of the food chain, so to speak. So we have started Watauga Leadership Development as that deeper dive into leadership principles where we bring in folks from the community to visit with our class to talk about some of their shared experiences. One of the most powerful things about Watauga Leadership programming over the years has been strength through sharing of, you know, some of those best practices. We've all had to be involved in HR-related conversations, the hiring, the firing, making critical decisions for operations in terms of COVID or other operational challenges that we've had over time. Sometimes it's great to just sit around and discuss, hey, how'd you handle that? What was your thought process? What might I be able to learn from the experiences of others? So a major part of Watauga Leadership Development is bringing people in that have had those unique opportunities to discuss and bring them right to our class and let them discuss those. So we'll be limiting the Watauga Leadership Development class to 14 people this year, and you can register for that starting on Monday. We do look for those folks that are in that leadership development class to have had some sort of leadership development training before, whether that's a similar community program like we offer here in Boone. It could be that they were a Watauga Leadership Challenge grad or maybe went through the Blowing Rock program or down at Wilkes-Lenoir. There are a number of them, but a number of us also have achieved some sort of leadership designation or gone through some coursework as part of our normal business, and we will use that as your check mark, so to speak, in coming into the Watauga Leadership Development class. So if you have any questions about these courses, how you're eligible for them and whatnot, feel free to reach out to us at the Chamber and we'll be glad to talk through that with you. 828-264-2000. 2225, the number to call there, or you can email me directly, david@boonechamber.com, and we will make sure that we are getting you squared away with all of that information. One final thing on Watauga Leadership as we close down this episode of Mind Your Business. Make sure you mark your calendar for Tuesday, November 30th, coming up in about a month. We'll have our next Insight Series event. This is a series that we put together to bring in some local and more regional professionals to talk about their own leadership development, some of the things that they're into professionally, and again, an opportunity to share some experiences. So we'll be visiting with Cecilia Holden, the CEO of My Future NC, and Byron Hicks, the state director of the North Carolina SBTDC, and we're calling this The Skills to Pay the Bills. We're going to talk a lot about workforce development, what the future looks like in that, how we're training the staff of tomorrow, but also some of the resources available for folks that are trying to start that entrepreneurial project from within. You've got that side hustle, you're ready to take mainstream, or maybe you're looking to tweak what you're already doing. That's where the SBTDC can be so helpful too. So Cecilia Holden and Byron Hicks going to be the presenters of our next Insight Series event. That is another in-person event that we will hold over at the Boone Golf Clubhouse on Fairway Drive. CR Catering, our partners there. And that's, again, Tuesday, November 30th from 6:30 to 8:30. Very casual atmosphere, certainly you'll get a lot out of that as well. That will do it for what is still a jam-packed installment of Mind Your Business. Thank you for joining us once again, and hope that you have a great close to the month of October. Hopefully the App State homecoming weekend goes as dry as it possibly can with this weather, and we see a great end to what has been a very busy month here in the high country, and that will all, of course, include Boom Boo coming up this weekend downtown, so make sure that you are in tune to that as well. You've been listening to Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We are right back with you again, same time, same place next week, here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.